As Mara just reported, Senator McCain's presidential campaign is in trouble in part because of his stance supporting President Bush on the war. Republican Senator Gordon Smith is having trouble in his re-election campaign, even though he's deserted the president on Iraq. Smith is from Oregon, a state that's trending Democratic. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting has our report.
Like most Republicans in the U.S. Senate, Gordon Smith voted to authorize the invasion of Iraq in 2002. Just last summer, on the floor of the Senate, he spoke against withdrawing troops.
I have never found an instance whereby victory is won by announcing retreat.
But last December, Smith took to the floor again. This time, he said he awoke that morning to the news of yet another roadside bomb, killing 11 American soldiers.
And I, for one, am at the end of my rope when it comes to supporting a policy that has our soldiers patrolling the same streets in the same way, being blown up by the same bombs day after day. That is absurd. It may even be criminal.
Smith sponsored an amendment this month with Democrats to require a troop withdrawal to begin within 4 months. Back in Oregon, Smith's change of heart on the war in Iraq elicits anger from Republicans like Daryl Pfeiffer, speaking outside a diner in suburban Portland.
I voted for him and I won't do it again because he's not a Republican. He shifted to the Democrats. He's not backing the President of the United States. There isn't anything he's doing I like.
But across town, outside a coffee shop, Carol Plummer, who's registered independent, says Smith is now more in line with her own views.
Definitely the fact that he doesn't support the war anymore makes me more likely to vote for him.
Plummer's views are especially important because it is the swing voters outside of Portland that often decide statewide elections here, and they've been central to Smith's political success so far. That's according to Oregon State University political scientist Bill Lunch. But he says Smith's challenge is to prove that his new position is real.
It is possible for a candidate to persuade voters that they seriously, in a sincere way, have changed their view, and they ought to be evaluated on the basis of their new view, not their old views. That can be done. It is not an easy thing to pull off.
Oregon has a history of maverick politicians who break with their party leaders. Smith holds the seat once held by former Senator Mark Hatfield, a Republican whose early and vocal opposition to the war in Vietnam won him strong support back home. But Democrats see Smith as more of an opportunist than a maverick. Political activist Steve Novick is the highest-profile Democrat to launch a challenge to Smith.
I don't think you give any politician too much credit for courage for adopting a position that's shared by 70% of the electorate. Mark Hatfield opposed the Vietnam War when it was still popular. Gordon Smith is no Mark Hatfield. People expect leadership from senators, not followership.
Even so, Smith has cultivated an image as a thoughtful and genial politician. He got a warm reception recently as he strolled through a veterans medical center in Portland.
Were you in Vietnam?
No. I'm just a year too young.
Yeah, me too.
Smith was here to highlight a bill aimed at improving the mental health of veterans. But he acknowledged that December speech, where he called the Iraqi war strategy absurd, still reverberates back home.
A very wonderful Republican supporter of mine came to an event recently and he said, "When you made that speech, I was very angry with you. But," he said, "now you look like a prophet."
Smith's change of heart does not appear to have hit him hard in the pocketbook. His latest campaign finance report says he already has $3.5 million. That may be part of the reason high-profile Oregon Democrats have begged off challenging Smith. Still, in a year expected to be difficult for Republicans, Democrats are hoping they can recruit someone who can make Oregon's 2008 Senate race one of the most competitive in the nation. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.